Hey, how's everybody doing? This is my Lakers Outlook, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over the Lakers game against the Phoenix Suns. So the Lakers fall 110 to 121 to the Phoenix Suns. No surprise there. Yes, we are a horrible team, but above all that, the Suns are a really great team. They've been balling. From the bubble, from the time they went to the bubble, they've just been balling. Till last year, they had a great year, made it to the NBA Finals. This year, they're doing well. So I'm not surprised there as far as us losing. Even if we were actually a good team, which we're not, but even if we were a good team, I would not be surprised if we lost to the Suns. So we lose to the Suns, and it was a big difference from first half to the second half. Now, admittedly, I did not watch the game only because I had prior engagements, got distracted. I was a little busy, so I didn't watch the game, but I was keeping tabs on the game. So I'd like to watch the game before I give my analysis. I didn't watch the game, so all of this is just based on the stats, admittedly so. So don't hold me by any of these by any means, but from what it seems like, it was a tale of two halves. So it looks like the first half, we actually stayed pretty close to them, or first quarter at least, we stayed pretty close to them. We was only down by three after the first. Second quarter, it looks like they kind of started to go up in front by a little bit. And second half, this time I am actually talking about second half, it does look like we were horrible. So, not a good game from us. It doesn't look like Russell Westbrook played horribly. He was 50% shooting, 28 points as far as Russell Westbrook. So, no complaints there. Anthony Davis had 21 and 13. So, our top two players didn't play badly. It doesn't look like LeBron was still out. Everybody else, it didn't seem like really contributed that much. Besides Austin Reeves, it looks like Austin Reeves played well as well. We need more production and people to step up under those circumstances. So it didn't look like we got that. And this loss, it means something very, very particular. This loss means that we are officially out of the playoff race. So it is impossible now for the Lakers to get into the playoffs, if you didn't understand what I'm saying. So we're not making the playoffs this season. Disappointing? Yes, absolutely. From coming into the season and thinking about how both the Lakers and the Nets were the two favorites, most people would have said Nets, but were the two favorites to win the championship, super disappointed on how we ended. Once you saw how horrible we was, not surprising. I set my expectations to be as horrible as we were once I started seeing us playing. So I'm not going to sit here and say that based on what I knew was going to happen, I'm disappointed. However, if you ask me in the beginning of the season, yes, I would definitely say I'm disappointed. So it's going to come to what we're going to do next. Who are we going to build around? What pieces are we going to add to the team? Who's going to stay on the team? Who's going to leave? And what I think is the most important thing, who's going to be the head coach? There's a lot of rumors about Frank Vogel getting fired, or is going to get fired. I believe it only because logically it makes sense to me. He's been horrible. It's kind of like Byron Scott a couple of years ago, where we didn't give him, I believe it was a third year, and I was not surprised by that, even though he was surprised. He said, "Lakers, I thought you guys were gonna give me a third year." And I'm sitting there looking at his first year, he set the franchise record for the worst season in Lakers history, and the second year he broke his own record and had the worst record again. So I wasn't surprised. I would logically think that we need to move on from Frank Vogel. He hasn't done it in the past couple years. I know he won the championship 2 years ago. However, he hasn't done it. I don't see anything that's worth keeping. There's been rumors of Quinn Snyder. There's been rumors of Doc Rivers. I don't think either of those are the perfect match, honestly. But I think anything at this point is going to be better than Frank Vogel, honestly. Well, not anything. Almost anything. I've seen one thing where it's... These are just rumors, so we'll talk about it more extensively when it actually comes true about Mike Brown. That's one that I think would be worse than Frank Vogel. If we're thinking about doing hiring Mike Brown, I would advise the Lakers to remember that Kobe stare to Mike Brown and don't do it. Anyways, we're going to be talking about more of our future as the weeks go by. Thank you for listening, everybody. Let me know what you think. I appreciate y'all. Please share and comment. Until next time, peace.